see you here as part of the Nice for Life Day. It's a really important start for people in country sport. Of course, being a country resident yourself, you just need to be able to get that boost, don't you, to be able to take your opportunities there and strive for the stars.
Yeah, definitely. You need a little kickstart sometimes and a bit of a head start, and that's what NIAS provides, and it's good to come back and help out and be a part of it. I didn't benefit from it myself, but hopefully many young athletes will in the future.
Well, certainly the legacy of not only being a great athlete, an Olympian and a gold medal, but here today you'll certainly help kick off a whole lot of careers for people in Narrabri, Gunnedah, Moree, Lightning Ridge, Warana, and of course your old stamping ground Cooler. Tell us a little bit about the days there, and just fantastic, not only with the Roos in rugby, but such a massive touch footy culture, which is how you got into rugby, you know, sideways, backwards kind of a way.
Yeah, Cooler's got its old veterans or big touch carnival, and it's where I started playing touch, where I learned a lot of my skills from, and definitely what got me in love with sport. I did a lot of cross-country and athletics back then too, through the whole Cooler running crew, so it was definitely the kickstart for my career, and I learned a lot of lessons running around the tracks there.
That's with interest that they've just done a Viva Sevens and also a big 6 weeks of rugby there at Cooler Central School, so we might find another Olympian there. How'd you enjoy the whole experience of being an Olympian? Yeah, the gold medal's great, but was it overwhelming, or was it just really just about preparing to hunker down and get to the job of winning the gold medal?
Yeah, we prepared a lot for it. And we were lucky it was the first 3 days of the competition, so we didn't have a lot of time to be overwhelmed. We didn't have to stay mentally focused for that whole 2 weeks. So it was good in that respect, being the first time we'd experienced anything like that, to get it over and done with quickly. But yeah, we play the teams multiple times throughout the year, so we just treated it as another tournament and looked at it that way, and it was good for us to do that.
Winning the gold medal, what's the feeling like after the game? It was a bit of a stressful end, and just getting the gold medal as well with the flowers and the like must have been just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. It was a relief, I think, for me to finally get rewarded for all the hard work. And yeah, it was something I'll never forget, standing on the dais and getting the medal with my parents and family, friends all in the stadium. So it was lovely. It was amazing.
Well, at least you didn't carry on like Alicia Quirk after you won the gold medal and ordered 200 hamburgers. It was one of those great things about the Olympics and finishing in the first 3 days. You could just go out there and have 10 days within all the free tucker from all around the place. How was the whole village atmosphere? And were you a bit surprised to see fellas like Rafael Nadal and Usain Bolt and all these characters, and they started coming up to you and saying, oh, that's Etho over there?
Yeah, it was a bit overwhelming at the start when you saw the superstars in the village, and then you soon sort of realise that we're all just the same. We're all there chasing the same dream. We're all committed to our sports, and yeah, it brings them back down to earth, probably meeting people like us that don't get paid much money to do the sport we love. And yeah, some of the Australian basketballers were probably some of the most humble and nicest guys we met, and they're probably the biggest money earners in the world.
Of course, all the adulation and all the glory and that, and all the speaking tours and all that sort of stuff, it's all going to come to an end soon, but it's fantastic to soak it up and that sort of thing. But your future is with the AU until the end of the year. You'll be part of the circuit, and just seeing how you go after that.
Yeah, that's right. I've committed to the AU till the end of the year. They're fully aware of my injuries and the way my body is, and we'll just discuss what they want from me in the future.
Yeah, well, you're not only history, winning a gold medal, being an Olympian, but also doing the Lars surgery. It's not too many people in rugby that have done Lars. It's mainly a soccer and AFL sort of operation. How's the knee overall?
It was a decision I made purely to try and get to the Olympics, and it worked. I guess maybe if it hadn't worked, I might have regretted it. Worth the effort and worth the risk. To be honest, it hasn't been tested really, like, tested a lot, and it's probably better that way.
Yeah. That's going to be a great challenge moving forward for the game as we look at medical science and the like, and this new operation has been something that's been around for a while, but within rugby circles there's a great deal of cynicism of it because of physical contact, not only in front of you, but also from the side.